Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier says he's unsurprised a notorious paedophile was rearrested less than 48 hours after being released into the WA community. Bradley Pendragon had 62 strict conditions slapped on him, but was taken into custody late yesterday for allegedly breaching one. Mark McGowan says he opposed his release in the first place.
I didn't want him let out, and the state government appealed so that he would not be let out. The court let him out, subject to conditions. Unsurprisingly, he has been rearrested for an alleged breach of conditions.
Qantas continues to zero in on Perth as a new major gateway to the world. The new Perth to Rome direct flights start jetting off from 10:20 tomorrow night. Mark McGowan and Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis among those to make the maiden flight. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce is in Perth this morning and says the incredible success of the direct flight to London is giving them confidence in WA.
And Perth London was one of the best performing routes on Qantas's network before COVID, and demand on it at the moment is greater than pre-COVID levels.
More free rats are being made available for West Aussies, with extra pop-up sites appearing from this weekend. The rat tests will be given out at the State of Origin this Sunday night at Optus Stadium. Test kits will also be made available at shopping centres in Vic Park, Rockingham, Warwick and Midland. We're being encouraged to go to the wa.gov.au website to find out other locations. There's two AFL clashes tonight, with the Eagles hosting Essendon. Tim Kelly and Liam Ryan are expected back for West Coast, while the Western Bulldogs and Hawthorn go head-to-head at Marvel Stadium. Former AFL star Lee Montagna reckons the Dogs have found the right mix in the midfield.
They've gone back to their best three, McRae, Bontempelli, Liberatore, back in the midfield. Field with Tim English. That's the potent four for me. When those four all dominate, they are a hard team to stop.
The Fremantle Dockers sitting second on the ladder, taking on Carlton tomorrow. Last night, Melbourne thrashed the Lions by 64 points. Listener.